Oh my God, I cannot believe I agreed to do this. I mean, we can stop now. Then we could just pretend like nothing even started. I know. I don't want to leave. Oh my God, okay, just come on and let's do this. I want you to put some of that lube all over your cock and relax. Calm down. And now I want you to put some of that lube. Yeah, it slowly talk really filthy to me while you stroke your big hard cock and while I play with my little wet pussy, 'cause I want you to give me some of the naughty orgasms. Oh, God, we create on our audio empire. No, I'm serious. I was listening to several this morning and well, I got turned on by you on one you put together, so that's how my idea came about. Why have we never actually done this? Look at all we have done, and we completely miss this one. What? What did you say? Oh, that's what you said, is it? Well, yeah, I did leave my tiny panties on. I have on the itty bitty black ones you found mixed in with your clothes. Why? Because I was thinking, just like our audios, that you might want to tell me to rub my little pussy through my panties and let you know if I'm wet yet. Okay, oh goodness, I knew I was, but had no idea I was that wet. Oh God. Okay, will you do something for me? Get that cock super hard and then squirt a lot of lube on for me. And then put the phone down there and let me hear you stroke it so that I know you're not lying. Oh my God, you're doing it. Okay, so relax. And remember, I'll do whatever you ask. Oh, you want the phone down there and let you hear how wet I am? Okay, hold on. And I'm putting you on speaker, so I'll be hands-free and you do the same. Okay, did you hear that? Yes, I am that wet. You got me sloppy wet, mister. Do what? Baby, I kicked those panties across my room 5 minutes ago. Let me be your dirty girl tonight, okay? Thank you, baby. So, remember last Friday night? Laying on the couch with me, and how both of us somehow just without thinking we were watching that movie, that slightly naughty movie, and before you know it, I had your cock out stroking it, and your hand was inside my shorts, rubbing my wet pussy to come. Oh, God. Funny how we do things like that without even thinking, but we don't think to do something like that. But wow, how hot was that movie? Whatever it was about, I forget not to. I want to tell you something. Know what I am being naughty thinking about? Well, I'm already playing with my pussy, and oh my God. I just touched my little hard clit. Yeah, laying in my bed thinking about licking and sucking your hard cock. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. Oh shit. Sorry, I couldn't talk. I just had a small orgasm. You get me that way, mister. You like that? Swear, did you? Oh, good. Talk really dirty to me, please. Do you want me to slide my finger deeper into my pussy? Fuck yeah. Would you be sucking on my nipples? Both of them are really hard. And hell yes, when I make those audios, I play with my pussy. Do you play with your cock listening to them? Fuck yes, keep going. What would you be doing to me right now? I want to. Yeah. Stroke that hard cock for you. I would spit all over it and probably stroke it with both hands and bring it to my mouth and then slowly rub it across my mouth. First, my lips. And then hold my tongue out and let my tongue lick it as I rubbed it back and forth. Let me take the head of your cock in my mouth and slowly French kiss the head of it. Yeah, put your hand on the back of my head and feel you grip my hair tightly. And I feel you pressing my head down until I know 3 inches are in my mouth. And at about 5, I start to gag just a little, and you pull me back up and back down, maybe an inch deeper, and back up, and then you push me down again, slowly moaning each time. I love, I'm getting you so excited. Oh God, my right hand, I have 2 fingers sliding in and out of my pussy. And I know I'm gonna come soon, so please keep going if I do. I want several orgasms with you. As you lift my head, the 7th or 8th time you whisper to me and you say, "Relax, baby girl." And then you begin pressing again. And at maybe 6 inches, you're still applying pressure. So I try opening my throat up. And 2 more inches slide in, and again, you lift me gagging some and choking just a little. And you whisper, "Can you take it all?" As drool runs from my mouth onto your cock and my eyes water, I whisper, "Only if you really make your dirty girl." And you begin pushing me down again and reach where you reached last time. I somehow moan. And you press into my lips. I press flat against your balls, and you hold me there maybe 2 seconds. And slowly lift me up, gagging and choking. And I hear you say, "Oh my God, yes, baby. Can you take it again?" I reply, "Fuck yes." And I take that cock in my hand and begin sliding my mouth up and down fast, pausing to whisper, "Come in my mouth, Terry, please. Please." And again, I begin sucking and stroking for maybe 3 minutes, all the time you moaning. Oh my God, yes. Fuck yeah, suck the cock so good. And I finally hear you say, "Oh fuck, I am. I am, baby. Fuck yeah, suck that cock. Suck that cock so good." And I suck you deep and hear you finally saying, "I'm gonna explode." And oh my God, do you ever? And you begin pumping your hips and holding me down with that hard cock inside my mouth. You whisper, "Fuck yes, baby." Swallow every bit of it. As I swallow the first 2 explosions, the final one, not sure what you say except The last few words are fucking always wanted to come all in your mouth. And you moan so much in a sexy way, letting me know how good that felt as I spend 2 or 3 minutes licking and sucking each drop off your cock. When I sit up, you smile and wipe a big piece of cum off my lip. And I lean forward, sucking your finger into my mouth. And when I swallow it down, I hear you whisper, "Oh my God, I nearly passed out." And I whisper back, "Wow, that was hot as fuck." And, yeah, I get up off my knees as you realize it's actually the first chance to hardly move. And you begin whispering, "Wow, that was so hot. I enjoyed that." And I stop you by pressing my lips against yours and forcefully pushing my tongue in your mouth. And you lean back in your chair and ask, "Really?" I smile and say, "Kiss me," as I lean forward again. And this time, your lips meet mine as we both press our tongues into each other's mouths. And as we both kiss each other, breathing so heavily, it's even hard to keep our mouths on each other. And I begin to struggle to get positioned in the chair to allow your cock to slide in me. When I feel your hands slide up under my ass, and you lift me and move me into position, and I moan, oh man, trying to let you know how much I want your hard cock in me. And when I press the head of your cock against my pussy, I feel you lowering me slowly down your hard cock. I begin clenching at each inch entering me. And then you whisper into my ear, "That's my dirty little slut. Now clench that cock with that wet pussy." I bury my head in your neck because I know that cock will not meet any further resistance because my pussy is so fucking wet. And I press my lips against your ear and whisper, "Terry, please fuck me really good. Please do it really good and hard." And then I feel you lift me up maybe 5 or 6 inches. I suck at the bottom of your neck towards the back of your neck. I feel you just release me and I slide back down all the way. And the next time you lift me until just the head of your cock is in me. And allow me to free fall down your cock as I moan into your ear. Oh my God, that feels good. And the next time you lift me about 6 inches up. But this time, each hand grips each one of my hips and you pull me back down forcefully. Yes, Terry, just like that. Mm-hmm. Fuck my pussy hard. Yes, fuck me down. Just like that. And soon you realize you don't have to pull me down by my hips. Because each time you lift me, I'm pushing down hard. You tell me, "Hold on, you're gonna carry me to the couch." And I wrap my arms and legs around you tightly as you stand up. And you don't immediately lay me on the couch, but instead you press me against the wall. Our foreheads press together and you lift me and lower me and lift me and lower me over and over as we tell each other really nasty things both of us love hearing. And we know that because of what is said in those audios. Yeah. Those audios. Yeah. Those audios. They led me to not just wanting to fuck you. No, at this point, I couldn't take it anymore. I simply had to fuck you. Both of us so excited, we can barely even speak anymore. Except I keep telling you, God, I want you to fuck me. Keep fucking me. And you carry me to the couch, laying me on my back. And your hard cock never once sliding out of me. And as you lay me down, you simply press it deep inside me. And whisper in my ear, does that cock feel good? You wanna be fucked by that cock? You better tell me to fuck that pussy hard. And then I lean up, or just enough to take your ear in my mouth, the earlobe, and I playfully bite down and whisper, you had better fuck me good. And you begin stroking in and out of me harder than my pussy has ever been fucked. And then you ask if I'm okay, and I don't whisper back, but instead I scream back at you. Oh my God. Oh, you're making me come again. Oh God, don't stop. Oh fuck, baby, make that pussy come all over that hard cock. Oh, come for me, Terry, please. Oh yeah. Come inside that pussy. Fuck yes. Oh my God. And as the insane orgasm begins subsiding, I begin to basically melt onto the couch. Then I hear you say, oh no, it's not gonna be that easy. Come on, big girl. You can take more than that. I tell you, then make me stand and take what you want if you think you can. And I don't scare you. Oh, fuck yes, baby. You're really dragging me up the steps and down the hall to your room. Kavina style, huh? And as much as I want it, I begin saying, oh my goodness, you're not taking me in there to fuck me some more, are you? I'm not sure I should. Maybe I should go back to my room, and maybe for one night I've had enough. And you look back at me and tell me, then you're gonna have more than enough tonight. You understand that? I smile and say, oh fuck yes, baby, take it. And you basically throw me on the bed. I hear you say, can't take it. And I get up on my hands and knees and look over my shoulder and tell you, are you serious? Are you gonna take this pussy or not? Because if you are, come here and fuck me. Isn't that the perfect way to conclude it, Terry? Doggy style? Fucking like we're two animals locked up and don't want to let go? You tell me, oh my God, what a dirty little mouth on you. And I reply, I'm your dirty slut whore, am I not? Now fuck me, Terry, right now. Unless you're all talk, and that cock needs time to recover. As soon as I say that, I hear you laugh under your breath. And as you approach me, I look down and see your cock bobbing up and down, and looking harder than it has all night. I have almost turned onto my stomach while I was talking to you. And I ask you, are you going to fuck me good with that big thing? My head is at the foot of the bed, and I'm amazed how easily you lift me up from my hips and turn me around, basically throwing me to the head of the bed. And as I lay my head on two pillows, you jerk one from under my head and put it under my stomach. I tell you, if that is supposed to be rough, you don't scare me, so you better just fuck that pussy good. You lift and adjust my hips until I ask, what are you doing? You reply, I'm getting you in perfect position where I can fuck you as hard as I can and not slow up. Satisfied the way you have me, you lean down over me, running your tongue from the base of my spine all the way to my neck. Oh my God. I want your cock in me now. And just when I say that, your cock enters me. He was telling me I've never wanted anyone's pussy so much. Grabbing me by the hair and forcing me to turn around and kiss him roughly. And even then, it was hard to get my head turned enough to kiss. It was one of those kisses he was giving me just to prove he could take it, which I fucking love. But still, I was turning my head as hard as I could because I wanted his tongue in my mouth just as much. When he kissed me, after about three more hard, forceful strokes, and I mean three hard strokes, he simply let me go, and my face fell into the pillow, and his hand pressed against the side of my face, and he began fucking me so good. Oh God. Oh my God. Fuck me. Fuck yes. Talk to me dirty just like that. Yeah, I'm your dirty little girl. Yes, I love it. Please don't stop. God, yes, that's your pussy. Only your pussy. Oh my God. Yeah, you're gonna make that pussy come again. Oh, are you gonna come? You are. Yes, you can. Oh yes, come all over my ass and my back. Anywhere you want, baby. I just want to feel your hot cum all over my back and ass. I just want you to feel good. Fuck, I'm coming. Oh my God. Terry, you have me coming so good. You're making my little pussy cum. yeah. Oh God. Oh my God, I'm gonna pass out. Oh my fucking God. How high can you get me? You just collapse on top of me, your hot cum all over my back and ass, and now your stomach also. Terry, roll over, baby. What do you mean? What am I gonna do? With that fucking all you just gave me? I'm not gonna make you go get a towel and clean yourself up. I take care of my men. Roll on over. There you go. Close your eyes and enjoy. I'm gonna lick all that come off your stomach and that sensitive cock. It is sensitive, isn't it? Okay. So, mister, can I shower real quick? I am soaking wet from head to toe. Okay, I'm going back to mine and Emily's room, but can I ask you a favor? Can I tell her about the fucking you just gave me? Thank you, baby, you're so hot. Kiss me. Ouch, now there was no need to slap my ass, or were you branding me as yours? Quit. I can bite at the least expected times. Bye. See you in the morning. I hope you can hear me. I can't be really loud. I thought of something hot. Laying in bed next to my boyfriend. He's asleep, but he has his headset on. He listens to one of those recordings, like, of the beach waves crashing to help him sleep. So, he sleeps pretty soundly, so he shouldn't wake up. But he's laying right next to me. His right leg is actually laying over my left leg. So, that's how close he is to me. And every now and then, I can actually feel his breaths blowing against my neck. So this feels really dangerous and for sure really sexy. I've got my tablet leaned against the covers and against my right thigh. I'm gonna turn on the video and watch you stroking your cock. Yes, I am. I just want you to close your eyes and think about me doing this for you, being dangerous. Oh crap, I have to stop a second. Whoa, I thought he was awake for a second. I thought he was staring at me. Maybe I just wanted to pretend he was. Maybe I want to pretend he's watching me suck your cock. Or maybe he's actually stroking his cock under the covers. But for some reason, I still cannot quit sucking your cock, even if he was watching me. Because it feels so good in my mouth. And I definitely can't quit until I feel you release your hot cum into my mouth and down my throat. No. Are you fixing to come? Michael, please give it to me. Michael, please, I want you to. I need you to. Now, please. Yeah, now. Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't know if you heard me, but I just had an orgasm and it was a good one. I bit my lip all the way through it, trying to be quiet. You do cause major orgasms, Mike. I hope you like this, Michael. You make me be such a naughty girl. You are my naughty secret, my lover. I moan out for in the darkest hours of the night.